In Talkeetna, a writer is looking to hitch a ride to Point Barrow, but she doesn't want to go by ground transportation. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
At KTNA, we often have people contact us asking for help finding a ride. Normally, it's someone needing to get to town for an appointment or looking for a ride to the airport. On Wednesday, a very different kind of ride seeker walked through our doors.
So you're hitchhiking by plane and trying to reach all 50 states?
Yes.
That's Amber Nolan. She's a travel writer who's been hitching rides on private aircraft for the better part of 2 years. Her goal for this leg of her journey is to make it from Key West, Florida to Point Barrow, Alaska. Amber says that her work has taken her all over the world, but she had not seen as much of America as she would like, so she decided to start traveling.
One thing led to another, and this idea came up to do it and hitchhike across the U.S. by general aviation, because I thought it'd be an interesting viewpoint and perspective on the U.S. And also, when you're landing at small airports, it gives you an entirely kind of different angle to go at. You're not flying into big cities. You get to see the small town U.S. instead of just the major tourist point.
Hitchhiking is relatively common in Alaska. For most people, it means standing along the side of the road with a thumb in the air and sometimes a sign with the destination on it. With airplanes, things work differently. Amber Nolan says the initial reaction she gets is often one of surprise.
Well, I usually go in and just tell whoever's working at the FBO or just in the airport what I'm doing, and usually I get, wait, what? What are you doing? and then kind of the weird eyes of, are you crazy? And then after a minute, they kind of understand that I'm on this adventure.
Word then spreads among the local pilot community, and when someone is willing to give Amber a ride in roughly the right direction, she hops on board. In small towns where only a few planes come in and out on a given day, that can take a while. Other times, Murphy's Law rears its head and causes even longer delays.
Yeah, I've been in Texas. I got stuck at for quite a few weeks because one thing led to another. The rain came in, problems with an airplane, and so it seemed like I had four different people that offered to give me a ride, and something went wrong every time.
Amber says some of her flights have been particularly memorable, including one on a former war plane.
I got to hitchhike on a B-17, which was just epic. I mean, I couldn't get the grin off my face the entire flight.
Where was that?
From Indiana. They were doing a kind of barnstorming tour. Mm-hmm. So they're going from town to town doing scenic flights, and people would make reservations and do the flight. And I said, well, what about between towns? And I was like, do you have any room on those flights? And he goes, well, the whole plane's empty if you want to go.
With clouds in the forecast, Amber anticipates waiting a few days in Talkeetna. It probably won't be long, though, until she's on her way north once more. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.